The only trauma center in Las Vegas, at the University Medical Center there, closed this morning after 57 of the 58 orthopedic surgeons who work there quit in protest. The surgeons want protection from malpractice suits. Trauma centers treat people with serious injuries just after the injury is sustained. And with no trauma unit in the city, it could be a busy time at Las Vegas emergency rooms. Les Luke is Chief Operation Officer at Mountain View Hospital in Las Vegas. Mr. Luke, what are you doing there to prepare for what could be an unusually busy time at the ER?
Well, we've essentially dedicated a room for trauma. We've added a number of different types of what we call trays to the room, supplies, so that we can handle trauma cases.
What's your estimate? How many cases over the course of a week do you think you'll receive that you wouldn't if there were a trauma unit operating?
We would say around 15 to 20 cases a week.
And would those people receive treatment similar to what they would be getting at the trauma unit were it open?
Yes, all of our physicians are advanced trauma life support certified, and so they can handle the actual trauma cases, as well as our nursing staff have trauma backgrounds. There are a few services which we do not offer, which we will then have to send the patients to other hospitals who do have those services.
What sorts of services would those be?
Neurology, for instance.
Neurology.
Yes, we don't have a neurology program here, so if there's a neurological problem, they would need to be sent to another hospital.
What's your greatest concern right now? What's your greatest concern about what might go wrong here over the next few days?
Basically, our concern is that when patients come in, that we properly stabilize them and that we make the correct call as far as where the patient needs to be transferred, if they need to be transferred. We want to make sure that they end up at the best hospital for the appropriate reason.
So what kind of injuries are you expecting to see in the ER that have been bypassing you from car accidents?
Major motor vehicle accidents, head injuries, gunshot wounds, things like that.
Normally, how many of those do you see a week without getting this overflow from
none.
UMC?
We don't see any of them.
Zero. They just go to UMC normally.
Correct.
You seem to be living there in southern Nevada along one of the front lines in the battles between doctors and trial lawyers right now. I just wonder whether this is a divisive moment in all hospitals when doctors at one hospital leave over this sort of issue.
No, really it's not, because those physicians may still serve at our hospital, even though they may not be at UMC. And we view this issue as really between the trial lawyers and the physicians. We essentially are just dealing with the outcome of whatever's going on between them.
If, in fact, an orthopedic surgeon is trauma-trained who is no longer going to work, as of this morning, at University Medical Center in Las Vegas, might very well treat somebody at your hospital at Mountain View, why would that surgeon's exposure to malpractice be any different performing the same procedures at Mountain View than he might have performed until 7 a.m. today at UMC?
Specifically addressing their malpractice insurance situation, I really don't think there'd be a significant difference in terms of their exposure. I mean, if they're treating a patient here or at UMC, the exposure is pretty much the same.
So the act of shutting down the trauma unit is symbolic if the same surgeons are going to be doing trauma work in other places.
Yes, it's a very symbolic gesture.
How long do you think you can keep this up without there being a trauma center?
Actually, indefinitely. We have confidence that we're able to handle the volume.
With a sense that it's permanent, or with a sense that this is something symbolic and limited?
No, we believe it's going to be long-term, because the malpractice issue is going to take, we believe, a number of years to work out. And then after that, you'll have to work out how to get a trauma center back to the city.
Mr. Luke, thank you very much for taking
You're
time with
welcome.
Us today.
Mm-hmm.
Les Luke, who is the Chief Operating Officer of Mountain View Hospital in Las Vegas, a city in which there is, as of this morning, no operating trauma center. The surgeons walked out of the trauma center at the University Medical Center in a dispute over malpractice insurance.